Hello and welcome to Big Seas Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Big Spiderbeck, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Big Seas Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Big Spiderbeck. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be a battle of the bands between Fred Elizalde and Roger Wolfka. Let me tell you a little bit about Fred Elizalde. This I'm taking from the liners written by Eith Van Alden for the timeless CD entitled Jazz in California, Fred Elizalde and the Hollywood Sunset Bands 1924-1926. Fred Elizalde was born in 1907 in Manila, the Philippines, son of a rich sugar and hemp planter. The similarity with Roger Wolfkahn is obvious because, as I have mentioned in the past, Roger Wolfkahn was the son of the millionaire Otto Hahn. Anyway, on with Elizalde. He displayed musical talent at an early age, so his parents sent him to Europe, where he studied music in Spain and with Maurice Ravel in France. Later, he and his brother Manuel Elizalde were sent to Stanford University in California, where they were to study law. Notice how many of these musicians related to Biggs went for law. I think certainly Hoagy Carmichael. In fact, he graduated and had a law degree. Bing Crosby, I believe, started at Gonzaga University with the idea of becoming a lawyer. Let me see, maybe Bill Challis, and there are a few more that I can't remember now. Anyway, instead of studying law, Fred assembled a band with a number of students and became quite successful. Realizing that Fred was beyond salvation, their father then sent brother Liz to Cambridge University to get him away from jazz. It didn't work. Fred stayed in California. He also left Stanford and got into the band business full-time. He formed a new band consisting of professionals, including banjoist, guitarist Dick Morgan, who later joined Ben Pollack and made numerous records with Irving Mills' Hotsy Totsy Gang, alongside such greats as Jack Teagarden and Benny Goodman. After some short jobs in California's beach locations, the band got a real break when it followed Herb Widoff's band at the Cinderella Roof Ballroom at the Biltmore Hotel in Los Angeles around the second half of 1925. Let's see. While he was at the Cinderella Roof ballroom, Elizalde's made a few recordings in June of 1926. And apparently these recordings were done on a low budget, and the company used a cheap experimental method, probably involving a so-called light ray system and parabolic microphones, and as a result, the result did Hollywood's sound extremely poor. Okay, let's get started with the music. I'll begin with a couple of recordings from 1926. First, I'll play from June of 1926, recorded in Los Angeles, Fred Elizalde and his Cinderella Roof Orchestra, with Ted Schilling on trumpet, a trombone, Leo Cronman, Fred Stoddard, and another musician on reeds, Fred Elizalde on piano, Dick Morgan on banjo, a brass bass, a drummer, and I guess that's it. And the track that I want to play from this session is That Certain Feeling. I will follow that with a recording by Roger Wolfgang and his orchestra from November 4th, 1926. This is Clap Your Hands. It's a tune by Ira and George Gershwin, with Roger Wolfgang directing, Tommy Gott and Leo McConville on trumpet, Miff Mall on trombone, Arnold Brillhart on reeds, Alfie Evans on reeds also, as well as Harold Stir, Joe Raymond on violin, Ivan Brodsky on piano, Tony Colucci on banjo or guitar, Arthur Campbell on brass bass, and Vic Burton on drums. So let's start the battle of the bands. Fred Elizalde versus Roger Wolfgang, 1926. Thank you. I have a question for you guys. That recording by Fred Elizalde with Ted Schilling was made in 1926, and Ted Schilling sounds like the Bix of 1927, not like the Bix of 1924 with the Wolverines. So how did Ted Schilling get to hear Bix so that he could play in such a very pronounced Bixian style? I think we had a thread in the forum a year or two ago about Ted Schilling. Maybe I'll look it up and tell you later what is going on here. Okay, let's continue with the Battle of the Bands. The next number I want to play is Tonight's My Night with Baby by Fred Elizalde and his Cinderella Roof Orchestra. Composition of the band is exactly the same as in the first selection that I played. And let me read what 8 tells us about this side. It says, the hotter side of the band's repertoire gets a better chance with the Tonight's My Night with Baby, a happy tune with some excellent work by Schilling and the clarinet player. But its most interesting element is the piano solo by Elizalde, which clearly hints at his later work, showing advanced harmonics which may have resulted from his studies with Ravel in Paris. Okay. For the Roger Wolfgang selection, I'm going to play Jersey Walk with an introduction to the Little White House. This was recorded on September 24, 1926. Composition of the band is the same as in the recording of Clap Your Hands. So, this is the second round of the Battle of the Bands between Fred Elizalde and Roger Wolfgang, still 1926.
Thank you.
Let me tell you a little bit about Roger Wolfcan. He was born in Morristown, New Jersey on October 19, 1907, died in New York on July 12, 1962. He was the son of millionaire banker Otto Kahn. And apparently he began playing violin at seven and eventually learned piano, woodwinds, brass instruments. He was a multi-instrumentalist. Presumably the saxophone was his better instrument, but he apparently played all of those. He had his own band and recorded several very good sides. He was also a composer. And with the amount of money that he had, it was easy for him to hire the best musicians in the business, and thus he was able to get such jazz giants as Joe Venuti, Eddie Lang, Miff Maul among the members of his band. Okay, let's continue with the music now. Fred Elizalde eventually went to England, and he had quite a success there with his various bands. And I'd like to play a side from 1928, January 15th, 1928. This is Under the Moon, and the musicians in the band are Chelsea Quilly and Norman Payne on trumpet, Bobby Davis on clarinet, alto sax, soprano sax, Harry Hayes on clarinet or alto sax, Rex Owen on tenor sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Goofus and Hot Fountain Pan, Fred Elizalde on piano, he's the arranger and the leader, Len Phillips is on guitar, Dick Maxwell on the banjo or guitar, and Ronnie Gubertini on drums. For the Roger Wolfcan side, I'm also going to 1928. This is March 14, 1928. She's a great, great girl. The band includes here Tommy Gott and Manny Klein on trumpet, Biff Maul and Jack Teagarden on trombone, Arno Brillhart on clarinet, alto sax, Alfie Evans also clarinet, alto sax, and baritone. There's an unknown tenor sax. Joe Venuti and Joe Raymond are on violin, Arthur Schott on piano, Tony Colucci banjo, Eddie Lang on guitar, Arthur Campbell on brass bass or string bass, Vic Burton on drums, and the solo here on the trombone is by Jack Teagard. So let's go to round three of the Battle of the Bands between Roger Wolfcan and Fred Elizalde. This is now 1928. Thank you. That is a fantastic recording. There's no question. Round three goes to Roger Wolfcan and his orchestra. Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang were fantastic there, weren't they? Now for round four of the Battle of the Bands, I'm going to play the same tune by both bands. The tune is Crazy Rhythm, which is a composition by Roger Wolfcon. The Fred Elizalde and his music version is from November 16, 1928, and it has Chelsea Quilly, Norman Payne, and Nobby Knight on trumpet, Bobby Davis, Harry Hayes, Rex Owen, and Jack Miranda on reeds, Adrian Rollini on the bass saxophone, George Hurley, Ben Frankel, and Len Lees on violin, Jack Rosen on piano, Len Phillips on banjo or guitar, Mario Lorenzi on harp, Tiny Stock on brass bass or string bass, and Ronnie Gubertini on drums. The Roger Wolfcon version was recorded on April 12, 1928, and the composition of the band is exactly the same as the one I gave for She's a Great, Great Girl, except that Tea Garden is omitted. So let's listen then to Crazy Rhythm, round four of the Battle of the Bands, played first by Fred Elizalde, then by Roger Wolfcon, 1928.
Thank you. down. I'm so high hat, you're too low down. Crazy rhythm, here's goodbye to you. They say that where highbrow meets the lowbrow, walking along Broadway. To the highbrow, he has no brow. Ain't it a shame? And you're to blame. What's the use of prohibition? You produce the same condition. Crazy rhythm, I've gone crazy too.
That was a very preppy, peppy version of Crazy Rhythm. Very nice, but I must give this round to Fred Elizalde. There was a great arrangement, and of course, Adrian Rollini playing his bass saxophone all over the place there. Several solos, and throughout the recording, he's prominent. So that round went to Fred Elizalde. Before I continue with the battle of the bands between Fred Elizalde and Roger Wolfcan, I would like to play a recording by Fred Elizalde playing piano. This is a piano solo. He recorded several of these in London in 1927, in 1928. And the one that I want to play now is from sometime during June and July of 1927. It is entitled Melancholy Weeps. There is a lot of surface noise here, for which I apologize. So here is Elizalde in a piano solo, 1927. Thank you. Interesting composition. It reminds me a little bit of Rube Bloom's Soliloquy. Okay, now let's move to the last round of the Battle of the Bands. From Fred Elizalde we will hear My Pet, that was recorded, let's see if I can find it here, in May of 1928. It's Fred Elizalde and his music, and the band consists of Chelsea Quilly and Norman Payne on trumpet, possibly Ben Oakley on trombone, Bobby Davis, clarinet, soprano sax, alto sax, Harry Hayes on clarinet or alto sax, Rex Owen on tenor sax, George Hurley on violin, Len Phillips on guitar, Dick Maxwell on banjo, Tiny Stock on brass bass, and Ronnie Gubertini on drums. And there is a vocal here by Dick Maxwell, who's the banjoist in the band. For the Roger Wolfgang number, I want to play a recording also from 1928. This is Say Yes Today, February 8, 1928, with Tommy Gott and Manny Klein on trumpet, Biff Ball on trombone, Alfie Evans on clarinet, alto sax or baritone sax, Arnold Brillhart on clarinet or alto sax, Harold Stir on clarinet or tenor sax, Joe Venuti and Joe Raymond on violin, Arthur Schott on piano, Tony Colucci on banjo, Eddie Lang on guitar, Arthur Campbell on brass bass, and Stan King on drums. So, this is the last round of the Battle of the Bands. Roger Wolfgang and Fred Elizalde, 1928. Thank you. certainly Adrian Rollini was in that recording. He played both the bass saxophone as well as the gufus. I got the information from the latest discography from Brian Rust, the jazz discography, and there is no mention of Adrian Rollini in there. Well, let's continue with the music. We have come to the end of the Battle of the Bands between Fred Elizalde and Roger Wolfkahn. They are both magnificent bands. They have great instrumentalists. The arrangements are excellent. There is no way I can give this to one or the other, and therefore I declare it a tie. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Thank you. have come to the end of today's edition of Big Seas Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.